right now, Hills, the man who is having just a dream summer, the king of swing, the Heat's main man, Xavier Bartlett. Xavier, welcome. Thanks for joining us on the show. What a summer it's been, mate, for you. It's just so good, isn't it?
Good morning, guys. Yeah, it's been an amazing summer so far. You know, obviously with the campaign that the Brisbane Heat had, and to win that, and then to play in that series against the West Indies was just a dream come true.
X, where are you, please?
Yeah, I'm just driving down the Gold Coast now. I've got a school appearance to show off the BBL 13 trophy.
Righto.
Ah, how good.
Where were you yesterday then, please? were you rested? Were you back? Could you have played yesterday?
I was obviously 12th man yesterday in our one day game for the Bulls. Just rested. Hopefully to play the next Shield game in Adelaide next week.
Righto. All right. Now you're starting to taste this full time pro career, mate. Has it been just plain fun or somewhat hectic as well? Melbourne, Sydney, Canberra, all in 1 week.
It was an amazing experience. It was obviously a bit of a whirlwind. It did happen very fast, but I just tried to enjoy every moment because those opportunities don't come around every day.
What doesn't come around every day, mate, is that ball that you got your first wicket with. Can you explain for everyone how that feels? You're running in, you're probably a bit nervous, but it's come out like that.
Yeah, I was very nervous going into that game and sort of get them my first wicket the way I did, definitely eased the nerves. And, it's a nice one to look back on to know that was my first wicket.
Yeah, but out of your fingers, mate. Try to explain to our listeners, your head's down and you're rotating through your action and you think, geez, that's come out all right. What went through your mind?
Yeah, I knew it was a decent ball as soon as it came out of the fingers. You kind of feel the ball rip down the back of the seam and, you're like, this could be a nice ball. And then obviously, look up and see you hit the top off stump, so I'm a great feeling.
Oh,
I know you say dream come true and all that sort of thing, but the two ODIs, 4 for 17, 4 for 20, that's a little bit better. That might even be better than a dream come true.
Yeah, it still doesn't really feel real. Talking to a few people yesterday and they were just like, how was it? And I was like, it still doesn't feel like it's happened. And it was a great opportunity to be out there with those sort of blokes and to learn off, some of the players that were there and rub shoulders with them. So, it was incredible.
Well, I don't know whether you know or whether what you like with your history, but one of those that has got 4 in their first 2 ODIs was a guy called Curtly Ambrose. He could bowl.
Yeah, he was amazing. I mean, if I could even be not even half, if it could be a quarter of the bowler he was, I'll definitely take that. He's amazing.
He didn't swing it like you, mate. Don't worry about that. And you're effective to right-handers and left-handers. I like something else about what you produced in your performance. That your bowling average is sitting at 4.75 at the moment. It's the best ever start, I reckon. What could that be, mate? What, other than pace and swing, what were you happy with?
I was quite happy with my consistency, with my length. I think years gone by,
yes,
my length's probably, dragged out either way, being a bit too full or a bit too short in that sort of no man's land. So I was quite happy with how sort of my length control was.
Yep, and that's the point I was after. And that's what Ambrose had, just perfect length control. He didn't give you anything that felt easy to hit. And that's what you've been doing. It's unbelievable. Now, what's next for you, mate? Oh, well, it's the Shield game in South Australia. I thought you might have been retained in the green and gold squad for a while, but you're back and gearing up for a Shield game.
Yeah, obviously can't wait to get back out there to Queensland. Missed the first half of the year with the injury, which was quite frustrating. But, just can't wait to get back out there and hopefully finish the season off well for the Bulls.
What about overseas type stuff? Any offers yet? I mean, from all these T20 leagues, et cetera, around the world?
Billings and Big Tall Paul were all over you, weren't they?
I'm hopefully trying to go play some county cricket in the off-season in England. Obviously, a bucket list sort of thing and something that I want to try and expose myself to and learn as much as I can over there in their conditions.
Is anyone the front runner at this stage, mate?
No, I haven't really made up my mind yet. There's a few people there, but it's obviously really nice to be wanted by you know, those caliber of teams, and you know, people like Tor Paul and Sam Billings have a really good relationship with, and they've been great for me. So to be, I guess, held in a high regard by them, yeah, it's quite nice.
Who's helped you? I mean, we're within this Queensland squad, or even without. I mean, and we're not saying this has been a stellar leap. You've always been a real good bowler, but as even by your own admission, you know, you've taken it next level. Who apart from you and the hard work, who's helped you?
Oh, I've said it a few times, but Andy Bickle, our bowling coach. So I've had some. I've been with him for. He's been my probably our bowling coach for 6 or 7 years now, and I had a really good relationship with him, and just sort of how the way he speaks about bowling and sort of goes that extra mile for you and gets all that sort of information and the technical stuff. And obviously being injured a fair bit, I've had a fair bit of time to spend with Dick over the last couple of years. So, yeah, he's definitely one I want to thank.
And even take it back, right back to TSSX. Like what? They've got an unbelievable program there. Who is in charge of that and how good is it?
Yeah, no, TSS was amazing. Like, I think we had, you know, 5 or 6 players there for the Heat and for the Queensland that have gone through TSS with Steve Baker, who's the head of cricket, and Ross Wallace was our first 11 coach. Yeah, those two obviously have a stellar record, and I think Ross Wallace has won maybe 7 or 8 titles there with the GPS competition. So, yeah, the TSS is a great breeding ground for cricketers.
Yeah, good men. And it wasn't always the case. Probably about the time you were going through, X, it was a real resurgence in schools providing cricketers rather than cricketers not being able to play club cricket. There was a real pathway and an energy about GPS cricket. So that's good. Hey, it's good to see the Sydney vet has got his chance in the T20 squad for Australia now.
Yeah, big Spotty. He's had an amazing summer, an amazing rise, and I can't wait to see him go out there, play for Australia and do what he does best.
Hey, any indication how bad this side strain is for Lance Morris?
I'm not sure. I don't think it was too bad. He pulled up quite one ball and then bowled another one. I guess when you bowl 150 Ks and bowl the way he does, you know, your body's going to take some strain on your body. So, hopefully for his sake and Australian cricket's sake, it's not too bad at all.
He was really starting to hit his straps there too, wasn't he, in Canberra? What are the things you loved about that season with the Heat? Because these are the things that every team you participate in needs to engender.
Yeah, exactly. The Brisbane Heat was probably the funnest season I've had playing cricket, just the sort of camaraderie we had as a team and the culture that the, you know, not only the players have driven, but from the coaching staff and right the way through the program. It was an amazing summer and, hopefully many more like that.
It was even quite obvious from the outside, X, that you were all confident in each other. Yeah, okay, Munro's out for a globe, and then in goes McSweeney and does a job. Or, you know, you covered so beautifully all year round.
Yeah, I mean, our list was sensational. Like you said, if Colin got out, then Nathan had come in, and then if Nathan got out, Renshaw would come in, and then you got Billings and Tor Paul, and obviously Ness got that 70. So I think we just had a really well-balanced squad, and the list that we have, it was quite extraordinary. But just, I guess, to also put that to, you know, performances on the board and win, you know, everyone in the Big Bash has a really nice list. But I think to win those sort of key moments in some games, which we did this year, which we probably haven't done in the past, was, really pleasing.
Mm. And, Xavier, I'm hearing that the chairman provided really, really good leadership through the whole campaign as well.
Yeah, he did. It always starts at the top, doesn't it?
Good answer, X. Good answer, mate.
Perfect way to finish the interview, mate. Oh, look at you. New contracts coming through as we speak.
Yeah, no, that's done, isn't it, X? I think we've done you.
Yeah. I'm all locked away another 2 years.
Yeah.
So what are you doing, mate? You're taking the trophy down to school kids today.
Yeah, down there and on the Gold Coast and try and promote some get more boys and girls to play cricket, which is what we need for the game to grow as well.
Good stuff, mate.
Fantastic, X.
Yeah, awesome season so far, and let's hope we finish with a couple of wins in the Shield. Would be lovely. Xavier Bartlett, golden arm from the BBL, and one of the main reasons that the Heat As to why he's taking this trophy down to show the kids on the Gold Coast.
That's good. I'm going to have it in here next week on Wednesday, I reckon, Zave. So thanks for your time today, buddy.
Oh, yeah, good.
Yep.
No worries. Thanks for having me, guys.